Good morning. It is Gina Crash and the Spotlight on Maryland and Beyond, in this case, is on Casey Cares this morning. And we have Casey Baines here, the founder and executive director of Casey Cares. Welcome back, Casey.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having both of us here.
We're so excited. We're also introducing, yes, Betty Leitner. You put us in touch with each other. She has a daughter, Bailey, right?
Mm-hmm.
In your programs and has been in the Casey Cares program for a while now, right?
She has, yes.
Yeah, we're so excited. We're going to hear about her and you and your experience together. And everything. And it's great to have you both here in the studio because it really is a wonderful perspective to have. And Casey, you've had a super busy month. I've seen you all over the place, online, on TV. You just wrapped up the clay shooting and fishing tournament. That was May 31st, right?
Yes.
And now you're getting ready for your 5K, which is coming up in August. So no rest for the weary. First of all, let's back up in case anybody missed the clay shooting and fishing tournament. How did that go? What kind of money was raised, if you know yet? And where does all that money go and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you know, events, you hear about all these great events that happen within the community, and there's a real purpose to them. It's not just for fun and to have a great time, but it's to benefit people who truly need the support. And in this case, it benefits our Casey Cares families. We had our clay shooting tournament last week. We had our fishing tournament a few days ago. These events go directly to support the critically ill children and their family members who are in our programs at Casey Cares. And if anybody's wondering, like, oh, what's Casey Cares? How do you help? I've heard, but I'm not sure what that means. It means a little bit of everything. Because when a child is diagnosed with a critical illness, that diagnosis is rippled throughout the entire family. Mom feels it, dad feels it, brother and sister. They all feel it in a different way. So Casey Cares enters into that family's life to give them back a childhood. So we might help them with a meet and greet with an athlete, or maybe throwing out the first pitch at an O's game, or when their immune system is depleted, a movie and pizza night at home, or a fresh pair of pajamas in the hospital. All what we look to do is to provide little moments and lasting memories for these families who need it most.
And if anybody follows you online, at caseycares.org is your website, right?
Yep.
With direct links to, you guys are very active on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You do a ton of videos. All of your TV and radio appearances and things are always on there. And I think it's really cool. Some of my favorite posts you do are from the families, just like Betty, where you have the kids with a beaming smile on their face and they're there with their siblings and they're eating popcorn and they're watching their movie. And, you know, that's what it's all about. You see the smiles on their faces and just those, even those little things, or whether it's that or it's Cal Ripken, you know, it runs the gamut, you know.
That's the best compliment one of our donors or supporters can give, is they're like, oh, they don't look sick. Bingo.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we want to give our families. Even if it's just for a moment where they are back to before they were diagnosed. And again, we don't just help cancer kids. We help all critically ill kids.
That's right.
So they could have a rare blood disorder. They could have just had a transplant. They could even be undiagnosed. It doesn't matter. They just need to have frequent hospitalizations. And we step in to help them at Casey Cares.
That's awesome. And that's a huge distinction too. So people might not know that either. And how long have you, has Casey Cares been here?
Oh my goodness. We have been helping families for 20 years.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. And it continues to be so much fun because every single smile that you get from a kid or every glossy, teary look you get from a mom, that just makes you want to work harder and do more for these families and make sure they all get a childhood.
Yes, indeed. And this is the 10th year for the 5K, which we were talking about, which is coming up Saturday, August 3rd. I know you guys are in a new location this year, Port Covington, which is sweet. We've seen and been to events there. It's such a great space, so much open space and so green and so easily accessible for people. What made you want to do the new location this year like that?
It is a beautiful setting, an absolute beautiful setting. And we wanted to celebrate. It's our 10th year for this 5K.
That's huge. I didn't know that.
Yes. And so what we want to make sure is that not only people know about Casey Cares because they want to help and support and get involved and give back to the community, but it's really important for us to let all families know that we're a resource for them. They don't have to. There is no financial requirement for Casey Cares. There is no little, if you participate in other programs, you can still participate with Casey Cares. So it's awareness factor as well. It's a small entry fee. You can sign up for our 5K for $35.
Oh, that's great.
And then you even have the opportunity to one-mile walk. A lot of our families participate, and their kiddos may be little or not quite healthy enough, so they get pushed. But it is a beautiful race route along the water. Like you said, great parking, great access, and it's a way to get up, start your morning off right by getting and being physical, but also helping the kids in our community.
That's fantastic. fantastic. I love that. So that's going to be huge in the new location, and people can get involved right at kcares.org on the website.
Yes, and please, really, give it your all to support the community. Get a team together, whether it's with a group of coworkers or your friends, your college friends, however you want to work it. But get a team together. We do prizes for best spirited team. So come dressed up and really know that you're lacing up your tennis shoes, but you're also providing a direct impact for families who truly need your support.
That's the best cause. And I know the 5K is one of the biggest fundraisers for Casey Cares programs. So remind us again to a little bit more about what Casey Cares does for families of critically ill children here.
Yeah, these fundraisers are so imperative to our population. We have never had to deny the request of an eligible child, and we never want to. To us, that's true success. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter how large we grow, we still continue to offer ongoing programs, movie and pizza night at home, new pairs of pajamas in the hospital, vacations when families really need a break from what they're going through, meet and greet with athletes, all of these great opportunities, not once in a lifetime, not once a year, but continuously throughout their treatment process and even beyond. And that's a really special distinction, because even after a child is in remission, that is something to be celebrated, but we need to make sure we stick with our families and make sure that they have the foundation that they need to kind of re-experience and re-enter their population, because it's a very isolating experience to have a critically ill child. And then uniquely, we also help a family if they lose a child due to their illness. We stick by them and provide them the same programs, because that's a really difficult time and we want to be there to support them through that.
So you're literally there for everything. And the fact that you've said so many important things, but the fact that, you know, it's free of charge, and if families are involved in other programs that benefit critically ill kids and their families, that's okay too. So these are all important things to know. And I think a wonderful time to talk to Betty Leitner. Your daughter, Bailey, has been a part of Casey Cares now for 6 years.
Yeah, she has.
That's awesome. Tell us how she got involved with Casey Cares.
So we've been going down to Johns Hopkins for a really long time, since she was initially diagnosed in, I believe it was 2009. And they have some great child life specialists down there that actually told us about Casey Cares.
Oh, cool.
And made the suggestion that we apply. We were there a lot for different treatments at the time. She was getting blood transfusions, and it just took a toll on all of us, having to have that many doctor's appointments and being there for 8 hours at a time every month and other appointments and such. And we went ahead and said, okay, I guess we should sign up. I guess this is for us. It's hard to think of your child as being critically ill, but you know, when you realize you fall in that category, it's really nice to have some other things to look forward to. Mm-hmm. And that's what Casey Cares has really provided us with. So after we did the application and we were accepted, we started getting the opportunity to do some really fun things. And we've continued to do those things over the last 6 years as a family, and to try to do as many Casey Cares events as possible, too, to help support them as a family that's a recipient.
Oh, absolutely. And they just so happen to be really fun events. For
absolutely.
Very important cause. And that must make you feel good, Casey, to hear that Betty and her family's experience, and also to hear that she was referred right out of the gate, and how easy it was for you and your family to apply, Betty, and get involved and everything. How's Bailey's illness? How's she doing? And does she have other siblings, too? Because did she at the time when she was diagnosed?
At the time that she was diagnosed, she was our only child. Mm-hmm. She was approximately 6 months old, and we weren't quite sure what was going on. She seemed pale, not quite herself. If anyone really knows what someone's self is when they're 6 months, just not in a routine.
Yeah.
And a regular routine doctor's appointment turned into an ER visit and an ambulance ride to the hospital, 4 days in the hospital, blood transfusions, and she was diagnosed with diamond black vein anemia, which is a rare bone marrow failure syndrome in which her body does not make its own red blood cells. So for the first 15 months or so after she was diagnosed, we would be at Johns Hopkins for a full day for the blood transfusions at that time. And then when she was about 1.5, we did a steroid trial. She's been on steroids, which stimulates her bone marrow to make red blood cells, since that time. We have had hiccups along the road, mm-hmm. where she's had to go back to receiving blood transfusions, which is pretty difficult, and been able to go back and return to steroids during that time. But we deal with the side effects of steroids, and we mm-hmm. deal with the side effects of a genetic disorder in that she's a lot smaller than other kids her age.
Yeah.
She's 10, and unfortunately, she's the same size as her first grade sister. they are not twins, right, as much as people want to ask.
You probably get that a lot, right?
So it's easy for her to feel different. So getting to go do things that kind of make her feel special is really, really helpful.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad she's, it's, you know, not easy. Of course, you go through, you know, different things, but you do that together as a family and also with the help of Casey Cares. So what do you want people to know, Betty, what it's like with all that you deal with a critically ill child and how that impacts your family and yourself and your husband? And I imagine that that does affect the whole family like that. So what do you want people to know about that and what that's like and how Casey Cares can help a little bit and how people can help Casey Cares continue to help people without cost in that way?
Right. There are so many ways that it helps. The one way, or the first way I can think of, is that it actually puts us in contact with other families that have kids that have special needs, whether it be cancer or bone marrow failure syndrome or blood disorder, whatever it may be, so that you realize you're not alone and your world becomes much more normal when you're surrounded by others with those needs. So it gives a little bit of a network and an understanding to say me too. The other thing is that it's just fun. And when you do have a lot of doctor's appointments and you have to go get blood work done a lot and needles a lot, it's really nice to have something to look forward to so that you can check out just a little bit. And just focus on doing the fun things and not have to think about upcoming appointments, difficult tasks ahead, or even worrying about the future. You can just step back. It's kind of like respite on an ongoing basis, which is so important. And whereas some families may take a lot of vacations, families with kids that are sick don't always get to do that.
That's right.
And so these ongoing fun activities are so important to give that much needed break.
Yeah, for everybody. And then just, I know, Casey, you've said when we talked to you in the past that it is important to also let, no matter what these kids are going through or even the siblings, just to allow them that time to be a kid and have fun and be with their family and not have to worry about all this. So there's plenty to worry about, but you don't want to be trying not to worry about it all the time or think about it all the time, right?
Absolutely. And I think that something that Betty points out that sometimes gets overlooked is that when you're out there and you have to put on a face for your kids and show them a good time, but there's worries in your head as a parent, because we all are guilty of it. When our children are born, we have these visions for them and these plans for them. And when your child is diagnosed with a critical illness, that's shattered. And so it is difficult. While they may be receiving treatment and doing well, you still question, was that the right thing? What about the side effects for this? How is this going to affect them in 5 years, in 10 years? And as a parent, you're always second guessing and doubting your choices that you have to make because you're uneducated. You never anticipated having to deal with this. And I hope that Casey Cares can bring into these families the ability to just forget about all of that for a while and go out and have a good time and just be a regular family and enjoy the day at the aquarium and to have those little moments and lasting memories of a great day out.
Anna, what are some of the fun things that you've done as a family, Betty, with your girls and your husband, and tell us about some of those fun things that I'm sure they probably still talk about, right?
Sure. Oh, yes. I wish that Bailey was actually here right now, because
if
you ask her, I know exactly what she would say. She would talk about the fishing tournament last year. She got to go and be on one of the chartered boats, and she caught the majority of the fish boat.
Good
hands
her.
Down, and had such an amazing time. And she felt like a celebrity. And she also, I think, felt like she got to meet a celebrity when she met you, Casey, because she sees everyone looking up to you and how much you've done. But she really, really loved that. We've also done some of the pizza and movie nights. There are times over the years I can think of when the flu was really bad or things like that. And we really avoided going out for fear that it would lead to an illness, which could affect treatment. So we stayed home a lot, and it made for a very long winter. So having like a pizza night, movie and pizza night, was so great. And we've done so many other things. I'm just trying to think.
Well, yeah, while you mention that, it's important because like there are times where for various reasons and, you know, germs and things like that, the kids and they can't go out. Right. So that kind of how that was created. The movie and pizza was like, even if you are kind of homebound for a little bit or hospital bound in some cases, you could still bring some of that fun into the equation, right?
Yeah, all of our programs were created based on a need. Mm-hmm. So Casey Cares, when I first started it 20 years ago, was started because I was talking to the physicians and the social workers and the parents and asking them, what do they need? What do they want? I was in the hospital volunteering and I heard a little boy wish he had cancer so he would get cool stuff too. And I couldn't understand why somebody would wish to have cancer. But he wasn't wishing for cancer. He was wishing for somebody to be able to relate to what he was going through. He wanted the cool stuff. He wanted the wishes. Mm-hmm. He wanted, because when you talk about, if you have cancer, all of us are sadly affected by somebody in our family who have cancer. You automatically mm-hmm. can relate to them. And, oh, I'm so sorry. How's treatment? Everybody's okay to talk about it. But when you have some of these different, you know, illnesses that you're dealing with, like Bailey, people hear these big words and they're like, oh, okay, good luck, good luck. Yeah, so yeah. How about the Mohs?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
They're very nervous. And yes, so that's yes. what we do at Casey Cares, is we bring everybody together. And it helps so much, like Betty said, is to see other parents, not necessarily going through exactly what you're going through, but their life is packing lunches, getting scans, going to the doctors, and trying to stay healthy, which is a lot different than some of the other families that you used to hang out with when it was sports practice, packing lunches, and getting to school on time.
Yeah, that's got to be a good feeling too, you know, as a parent, Betty, to be able to, you know, again, if it's not the same situation that you and your family are going through, but just to be able to relate to those parents and kind of vent a
definitely.
Little bit, right? Yeah,
definitely.
And I remember one of your many events you had, Richard Marks, I think it was, right? And he has done a lot of things for you guys, right? And he was just like, I thanked him for doing it. And he said, oh, we love Casey Cares. Like, that's, you know, he's like, anything I could do, that phone rings and boom, that must be the response that you get a lot, Casey, from these celebrities that want to help out, right?
We are so fortunate to get the support that we receive, not only here in Maryland, but nationally, because what we do is so important. I mean, there are so many studies out there that show that patients better receive their treatment if they're in a better space, if they're happy, if they have something to look forward to. And so we're able to provide that for our families. And we are just so blessed that our supporters see that same value in what we do.
And I'm just so overwhelmed all the time when I meet you, Casey, for amazing. Your energy and all that you do for others is just, I wonder what would happen if, I'm so glad that you know, came up with the concept, but I wonder what it would be like. And Betty, what would your world be like if we didn't have Casey Cares? You know, I don't even want to think about that.
I mean, it would be rather isolating. Yeah. And there aren't these opportunities, like I said, to have that break on an ongoing basis where you have something to look forward to. You have an opportunity to step back and not think about all the hard medical things that you're dealing with.
That's exactly why we created Casey Cares in the first place, right?
And it's the simple things. Truly, I had a career. I was just volunteering in the hospital. We started Casey Cares with three families just to help those three families. Those families talked to other families. Then it became 10 families.
Yeah.
And before you know it, we're helping over 35,000 participants. It's one of those things that just happens. And I'm so glad that it's made an impact in so many people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so grateful that people have gotten behind us to support us in everything that we've done.
And something I was going to add is what I like is that now as my daughter's getting older mm-hmm. and as Casey Cares recipients get older, they can be involved one way, like through the pajama drive that they do, the biggest pajama party. We've done that with my daughter's school and competed with other schools. And so it gives her a little bit of an opportunity to let people know what her disability or her illness is and get other people excited about being involved.
Yeah. And people sometimes need something to do to help. They might say, how can I help? But this is sort of like a fun way that they can get involved. Whether, I mean, you ask like newscasters, we do it here at the station, or just people at an office that are getting people together to do it. But then when they find out why mm-hmm. that they're getting those pajamas together and who they're going to, and it looks on their faces when they get them and they have new pajamas, and it's the best.
It's the best. It's and the that's best. What's important to us, because you know, you're so involved in volunteering in the community and helping us at Casey Cares that once you get in there and see that you're able to make a direct impact on the lives of these families, you can't get enough.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the pajama drive is such a great way, because kids, as they get older and know that they're going to deal with their illness, they want to take control of their illness and really be responsible for it. And that's one really cool way that kids can get involved.
And I know you've got such wonderful people that help you out, the celebrities and things, with those fun things and activities. But I know those all cost money, especially when all the Casey Cares programs come free of cost. So tell us how we can support Casey Cares, like our friends, and help, you know, continue to offer those programs to families for without cost.
There are so many ways to get involved with Casey Cares, and I encourage you, it will be the best thing that you do by just go to the website caseycares.org, see how you can get involved, and you will never look back. Of course, you can make a gift to help support our programs. You can volunteer. You can get a group of your friends together to run the 5K on August 3rd. Mm-hmm. There are a million ways all throughout the year whether it's the pajama party in April and all the other activities that we have going on throughout the year.
We've heard Rock and Roll Bash. What's the other big one in the that you have like in the early part in March?
We have our annual gala. Yeah. And this year it's going to be a 20s theme celebrating our 20th year.
Sweet!
Yes, so get your flapper dresses and your zoot suits out.
Oh my gosh, you always outdo yourself every year with the theme. I love that so much. And you've also, I want to congratulate you guys because again this year you've added an eighth state to the areas that you serve, and that's the state of Florida. That's got to be exciting to watch the organization grow. We wanted to quiz ourselves. We Betty and I were trying to guess all the states. Let's see if we get them right. Betty, do you want to try to guess? And if you get stumped, I'll help too.
We're going to try to name all eight. Okay. Maryland, yep. Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, Florida.
Uh huh.
How many more?
District
do I have?
Of Columbia, does that count? Or is that all the DMV?
That's the DMV. Yeah. We say eight states and DC.
Did I say Virginia? Okay. I didn't say Virginia
yet. I don't know
yet.
If you said Virginia.
Virginia's right. Yeah. No, keep going. We have one more.
New York.
All right. Ding, 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 ding.
That is fantastic.
I knew you would get him once you started with Ohio.
And so what was that like getting into Florida? How difficult or easy is it when you want to expand like that? How do you know where to go next? Is it word of mouth or is it something you personally see a need and want to fill it? Or how does that work?
Growth is always very, very exciting. But growth is something that we need to be careful of at KC Cares. And we don't do it lightly. So it does take a lot of time for us to go and to examine an area, examine the need, which... over 20,000 children are diagnosed annually with a critical illness, so we know the need is there. But then you need to make sure that support system is there as well. So we are lucky to have amazing relationships who said, yes, we will support you. Please come here. Our home office is here. We need you here. And then, you know, the amazing hospitals we have here in Maryland.
Oh my gosh, the best.
The best. So then they go to Florida hospitals to run departments down there. And of course, our phone rings and says, hey, we see we don't have your programs here. We need them.
Yeah.
And it has just been a wonderful experience. We're having our first gala in Florida in January.
Oh, congratulations.
So a lot to be excited about.
That's fantastic. Any ideas on the radar about where you want to go next, or is it too soon to even think about that?
Yeah, I think it's too soon. We want to make sure that we can fulfill the need here in our current states and do it really well. We never want to miss out the opportunity to get to know each and every one of our families. I love knowing that, Bailey had a great time fishing last year.
Yes.
And we get to see what our families need and when they need it. And we never want to lose that personal connection.
That's right. And people can get involved also registering for the 5K you were mentioning, which is at its new location in Port Covington, Saturday, August 3rd. So let us know again how we can get involved and register for that as teams or just individuals. And it's not sold out by any means. We want to sell it out, right?
If we want to sell that out. Let's make that our challenge.
Yes.
Go to kccares.org. You'll find information there about the 5K and, of course, other ways to get involved. But again, I encourage you to get your friends together. You know all those people who you're like, gosh, we're going to get together this summer.
Yes.
We're going to do something fun. Make this your fun thing.
Yep.
And have a great time doing it. It's not really competitive. It's a 5K. Or you can do the 1 mile fun walk. But you will have a great time. It is chipped. So if you are in it to win it, go for it. There will be prizes for the winners. But really, go out, have a great time, and know that when you pass these families who look like they need our support, that you're helping them.
Absolutely. And you're right. People do have a tendency to say, we should get together, this and that. Or they decide they're going to go brunching. Well, how about you do the 5K first, and then you go brunching after that, right?
Boom. I like the way you think, Gina. Right? That's exactly the plan.
That is the plan. So, Betty, is there anything you'd like to add for people listening today about the importance of supporting KC Cares or... you know, just anything you want to say that we haven't covered already.
Sure. Well, I love that Casey was able to share that there are so many different ways. So there's definitely an opportunity for everybody. And I think of, I think it's a Mother Teresa quote where she says, not everyone can do great things, but we can all do small things with great love. And I think of that in so many ways. All of the supporters of KC Cares, you have an opportunity to do small things that can make a really big impact. But in turn, it's actually not even just small things that KC Cares gets to do. It is still big things as well. So they get to do both. And they really get to impact so many families. So take the opportunity. Go out to the 5K or support monetarily or through the PJ Drive. There's just so many opportunities and you won't be sorry.
You said it very well and so did Mother Teresa. That's an excellent quote. How about Casey? Anything you'd like to add? I know you could talk for days about Casey Cares. Your passion is just contagious, and we love having you in. And I know the families appreciate you, and your whole staff works like tirelessly, and they share that enthusiasm. Everybody's got a smile on their face.
We have the best team, and that's our volunteer leadership, our board of directors, our staff, our volunteers, and our families. To have families like Betty who will come out and support us and help us spread the word means so much to us. So we just couldn't be more grateful for the support that we've received, and know that it does make a direct impact on the lives of these families. And our goal is to make those little moments and lasting memories.
Absolutely. We are happy to help. And we want to thank Colleen Phelps, too, and your media relations for putting us all together. And also, Betty Leitner, thank you so much. And all the best to you and your family and Bailey. And thank you for being here.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You're awesome. And thank you, Casey Baines, founder and executive director of Casey Cares. We are going to see you at the 5K, again, which is at Port Covington, Saturday, August 3rd. Get registered at caseycares.org. Reach out, follow you guys, and like and share and retweet all of your stuff, and get your friends together for sure for the 5K and all the fun events that you do all year long. If anybody wants to reach out to me on social media, I'm on all the platforms at Gina Crash. I'll put you guys in touch with each other. Thank you both for being here. Thank you guys for listening. If you have any questions, please let us know. This has been a production of Entercom Baltimore. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.